TV.
From the edge of the bottom of the Floridian Peninsula. Haven't been able to say that in a while. It is Martin Zender. It's great to be back in Florida. My wife Maria and I got in last evening about 7 p.m. Glad to be back, although I do like Peru for many reasons. I have a terrific family there in Peru. We don't see my mother-in-law very often, but we do go regularly, and she's a sweet lady. She speaks no English, and I speak no Spanish, but we have a phrase in common, which is, hello, baby. So whenever I see her, I say, hello, baby. She says, hello, baby, to me. And I got to see her on this trip. She came over to our place, and then my wife went a couple times to see her mom. But at our place, I'm with my stepson, Sebastian, my wife, of course, and our cat, King. And so it's a beautiful little family, which I really appreciate. So I learned a lot there medically, you know, and I'm not going to go into any of it now. I'll reveal things in the upcoming weeks. There's still some ongoing things that I'll tell you about, but I'm still a work in progress, let's say that. But yeah, like I say, I don't want to take up any time talking about it today. I did bring whiskey to the table, so I'm going to preempt any voice trouble. Oh, now that is smooth. That's pretty good. That's some Canadian whiskey there. So thank God. Beautiful. A couple beautiful believers sent me that. And I'm very thankful for everything people send me. Loving gifts and cards and whiskey and candy. Although, please, no more candy, because I really have to seriously change my diet. I mean, my diet's not bad, but I do slip when I eat the devil's sugar. Although, I'm going to start eating God's sugar, strictly, you know. And my sister just told me about date syrup. I thought, wow, what a world we live in. Maybe the Eon's not so bad after all. Date syrup. I didn't know anything like that existed. So I'm still going to fuel my runs. I'm going to fuel my runs, though, with God's sugar, you know. Like dates. Maybe date syrup. There's always honey. There's watermelon. Fruits. Vegetables. Well, vegetables, not so much sugar, but fruits. This is God sugar. So no more Milky Way bars for me. No more of these artificial protein bars that pretend to be healthy for you. And I'll probably do some fasting at some point. So, and I'm really thankful for Sasha for the treatments that I got, which were not primarily for the cyst issue that I have, but primarily to safeguard the whole inner system, the whole lymph system and the mouth and everything, to safeguard it and strengthen it against any other incursion from the enemy. No more incursions from the enemy. The only enemy we have to worry about today is Christianity. I found this tract on the ground, which is where it belongs. It belongs in trash. It's called Your Life. Like I said, I picked it up while I was running one day several months ago. I'm going to read it to you. It's from Tract Planet. Pray for Tract Planet. My God. I counted in this short little tract right here. I counted 15 errors. 15 errors. I'm going to go through those with you today if I have time. And we're going to see it twofold. Both the lies of Christianity. They lie about your future. They lie about your present. They lie about your past. They lie about Christ. They lie about absolutely everything. They have no idea what the gospel is. They're teaching another Jesus, and they are not believers in any evangel, because they mixed the two evangels, and they will be at the great white throne wondering what happened. That'll be their first words upon waking up and realizing they're at the great white throne. What happened? I'm afraid that billions of people will have that experience, because aeonian life is very rare indeed. But these people will be judged far more severely. There will be judgment, not for us, not for the body of Christ, not for the chosen of Israel, but for the world at large, those who never had faith, they will be judged according to their acts at the great white throne. And there are a lot of innocent people, didn't know what was going on. They were nice people. They'll be judged favorably according to their acts, and they will go on to the new earth, and they'll live nice lives, although as mortals, but they will stay alive via the fruit and leaves of the tree of life. However, people like those who produce these tracts, not so good for them. Not for good. Not so good for people like Mother Teresa and Billy Graham and Billy Sunday and Joel Osteen and any preacher of any Christian denomination. They're in big trouble because they are actually promoting a lie. And they're doing it. I don't know about the motives. Only God can judge the motives of the heart. But they have been, in some cases, they have been presented with a truth and rejected it. And it's even worse for them if they've been presented with a truth and rejected it. Even worse. Tract Planet. This is produced by TractPlanet.com. I had to look up TractPlanet.com. So before I read that, feel sorry for this guy. TractPlanet.com. You can get 100 of these suckers for $7.50. You're going to see how bad this is momentarily, but Tract Planet is run by a poor guy who I feel really sorry for, and he has no idea how ignorant he is, and he has no idea that he's not a believer. He has no idea that he's worshiping a false Jesus, another Jesus, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. His name is Andy Lonizak. Listen to this. My name is Andy Lonizak. I've been owner and tract designer for Gospel Tract Planet since 2006. It has always been my desire to use the talents the Lord has given me to give honor and glory to Him. You give no honor and no glory to Him. You rob Him of His saving work. Therefore, you are talentless in this department. You may have other talents. Maybe you bake cupcakes. I don't know. Your name is Lonizak. Maybe you mow lawns. Maybe you have some horticultural skills. Maybe you can cut hair. I don't know what you can do, but giving honor and glory to the Lord is sure as hell not one of your talents. He goes on, it's very exciting to be able to do what I love every day and be able to glorify our Savior. You're not. You're demeaning Him. While I do. You're not. You're not. In 2003/2004, God changed my life and the way I evangelize. Oh, how did He do that? Andy Lonizak. By two teachings I heard from Ray Comfort. Oh, God, not Ray Comfort. Did you just say Ray Comfort? All right. It was a radical concept of God using law to show people what sin is and how they've violated it. Of course, this guy doesn't know, and neither does Ray Comfort, that the law only came to one nation, Israel. Nobody else got the law of Moses. So they can't violate it. So these people are ignorant right from the get-go. Then showing God's grace through Jesus Christ, except, of course, they don't know what grace is. They call it grace, but salvation is by, of course, choosing Jesus by your own free will. So then showing God's grace through Jesus Christ after they have a conviction of sin. If you've never heard them before, I urge you to listen to the following. Then he has two videos, I think by Ray Comfort, one called Hell's Best Kept Secret. Both of these gentlemen believe in the Christian traditional hell. No idea what they're talking about. They have no idea that hell is actually a mistranslation of three different Greek words. So one of these videos is called Hell's Best Kept Secret. One is called True and False Conversion. Then Andy Lonizak says, if you've ever listened to these teachings, you know how effective they can be in showing someone their need for a Savior. Well, I wish someone someday would show you your need for a Savior, Andy Lonizak, because right now you still need a Savior, because as I speak, you believe that you are your own Savior by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave you an opportunity to save yourself by believing. That's what you now believe. That is not saving faith. That is belief in yourself. That is the same as idolatry. You are putting yourself on the throne, and you are making yourself your own Savior, and you are simply using Jesus Christ to get yourself to heaven by the exercise of your will. It is a disastrous course for you, my friend. I hate calling you my friend because you're not my friend, but I really do feel sorry for you, and I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray that somebody shows you this video. It's not too late. I've got 3,700 videos about Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world, and there's no such thing as free will, and it's Christ himself that gives people faith, and you have to be chosen ahead of time, and it's aeonian life that's at stake here, not eternal life. All you and Ray Comfort talk about is eternity. There's nothing in the scripture about eternity. The word ion, however, and its adjective aeonian appear over 176 times in the Greek scriptures, but you probably wouldn't know that because you only read the KJV or the NIV or the NASB, and you have not been diligent, you have not been Bereans, and you have not received a love of the truth, and you certainly are not unashamed workmen who delve into the truth, look beyond the surface of the common English translations to see what God actually said. We used the principles in these teachings in all of our gospel tracts. Oh, God help us. And encourage you to use them in your daily witnessing. What do you witness to? What are you witnessing to? You are scaring, you are using hell to scare people. You're using the Ten Commandments illicitly against people who never even received the Ten Commandments. You are holding forth Jesus as a carrot. You're holding forth heaven as a carrot. And at the same time, however subtly, you're holding hell over here as a scare tactic to intimidate people to hurry up and make a decision for Jesus. Then you're putting a notch on your little Bible belt as if you saved another soul. You saved no one. You brought another person into the cult, and you make them double the son of Gehenna that you are. Gehenna, what's that? Exactly. You don't know what Gehenna is because you only read the English version. And knowing you, you're probably a King James only guy, not realizing that God didn't write the Bible in English. There was a day when I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought the Bible was written in English. I thought Jesus spoke English. The 12 disciples spoke English. Isaiah spoke English. Adam spoke. I didn't know any better. Till I was 19 years old, I discovered, oh, the Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek. Wait a minute. That means that when I'm reading in English, I'm reading a translation. I wonder if the translation is accurate. Boom. It was my future father-in-law who asked me that question back in 1982, and I thank God that he did. It's not too late for you. Lonizak, it's not too late for you. The end's not over yet. But somebody's got to show you this video. And I can only make these shows. That's all I can do, folks. If somebody wants to send this to tractplanet.com and Andy Lonizak, LawnizaK. He needs the truth. He needs the true evangel. So when he talks about his tracts, I encourage you to use them in your daily witnessing. Not only are they very effective, they are also very biblical. No, they are not. They are not biblical at all. Briefly, Ray Comfort. May the Lord protect us from Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort, a New Zealand-born evangelical minister. And he believes right down the line, every Christian myth, every doctrine of demons to come down the pike. Free will, eternal torment, probably the Trinity, although I'm not reading anything about that here, so I won't accuse him of that, but he is an evangelical Christian, so of course he believes in the Trinity. Of course he does. He uses the Ten Commandments to speak about sin before presenting the gospel of Jesus. So already, he's committing the crime of Galatians chapter 1 and mixing the evangels. He brings the Ten Commandments, then he brings what he calls the gospel of Jesus, which is really related to the Israel gospel. It's behave or else, turn or burn. That's the great gospel of Ray Comfort. And they think they're presenting the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all humanity. 1 Timothy 4:10, 1 Corinthians 15:22. And God is now at peace with the world. If I made a tract, it would say, God is now at peace with you. Doesn't matter what you're doing. God saved you through his son Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. It only remains for you to come to an awareness of that fact. But it is true of you whether you believe it or not. And whether you believe it or not, you will spend eternity with God. Whether you believe it or not, because God loved you enough to save you apart from your will. Because Christ is the last Adam. All were condemned in the first Adam. All are without their choosing. Nobody chose to be in the first Adam. Likewise, all are redeemed. All are justified in the last Adam. apart from their will. That's what my tract would say, something like that, but it would be much more cleverly worded and would have a funny picture instead of this crazy thing like from cradle to grave and then a big question mark at the end. See that big question mark at the end? They call that glorifying Jesus. Look at the question mark. What's the order here? You're a little baby, then you're a toddler running around, then you get a backpack and you do some hiking, you go to school. Who's this? This is a guy with a computer bag. I guess he's going to the office. Here's an old man, he's probably got arthritis. Then RIP, rest in peace, there's the tomb. And then you got a big question mark. That's how they glorify Christ, with a question mark. That's how they see the effect of what Jesus Christ did at the cross. Nothing but a question mark. But Jesus Christ saved us. Didn't Jesus Christ take away the sin of the world? Then why did you put a question mark at the end? Because you don't think Christ did save the world. If Christ saved the world, this would be a freaking exclamation point. An exclamation point. And then you would have a little asterisk there. And under that asterisk, you'd have a verse. And it would be 1 Timothy 4:10. God is the Savior of all humanity. Or 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 18. That says, God is now conciliated to the world. Oh, verse 19. God is conciliated to the world through Christ. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Where there is no one righteous, no, not one. But Jesus Christ, the righteous one, died for the sake of all. And if one died for the sake of all, consequently all died. That would be an exclamation point. What do you, Mr. Lonizak, put a question mark? A question mark. That's your idea of glorifying Christ? A question mark. Fill in the blank. That's the result, a question mark. Christ went to the cross to take away the sins of the world. What's the result? A big question mark. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't. Not because you're reading a bad translation of the scriptures. And you're not an unashamed workman. And you believe the traditions and teachings of men rather than the truth of God. And you believe this guy named Ray Comfort, who it says here on Wikipedia, according to Comfort, he has designed dozens of gospel tracts. For all I know, he designed this one. Or maybe Lonizak used one of his skills to design this track. He designed dozens of gospel tracts since the 1970s and sells millions of Living Waters tracks each year. Some of his tracks are designed to resemble paper money, including fake $100, $1,000, and $1 million bills. Okay, great. The tracks typically attempt to persuade the reader that on Judgment Day, they will certainly be found guilty of breaking one or more of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments came to one nation. Nobody else except an Israelite can break the Ten Commandments. Let's go on. And therefore, we'll be sent to hell. Which hell, Ray? Gehenna, Hades, or Tartarus? Of course, Ray doesn't know, and Ray doesn't care. As long as somebody goes to hell except him. He was a good boy. He chose wisely. And these other people are going to hell because they're stupid. They weren't as smart as Ray Comfort or this Lonizak guy. Unless they say a prayer. Okay, here it is. They will certainly be found. This is Ray Comfort. They will certainly be found guilty of breaking one or more of the Ten Commandments and therefore will be sent to hell unless they say a prayer. What prayer? God damn, I would want to know what prayer that was if it's going to get me out of hell to acknowledge Christ's substitutionary atonement. The substitutionary atonement of Christ is also another error. Christ was not our substitute, he was our Savior. We didn't need a substitute. We were dying in sin and death. We don't need someone to die of in sin and death in our place. A drowning man does not need someone to drown in his place. A drowning man does not need a substitutionary drowner. A drowning man needs someone who is not in his predicament, who is standing on the bank, high and dry, who can pull him out. A strong man, a Savior, who is not in his predicament, not subject to sin and death. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So everything about this, that Ray Comfort is wrong. Do not stand behind Ray Comfort at the Great White Throne. He's going to be there for a while, for a long while. Listen to this. I got to get past this though. Debates on 13th of April 2001. Comfort appeared at the 27th National Convention of American Atheists in Orlando, Florida. That's a perfect place for him. where he debated Ron Barrier, the national spokesperson for American atheists. You know why there are atheists in the world, Ray Comfort and Mr. Lonezak? Because of people like you. Because of the insane God that you people advertise, who is codependent, who must be loved in return. He can't just love you unconditionally, even though the Bible says he does, even though in your tracts you claim to teach grace and unconditional love of God. Bullshit. You don't believe any of it. God loves you as long as you love him back. And you better hurry up, because if you don't love him back before you die, you're going to hell. Unless you say, what does he have to say? A prayer. What prayer? Don't you think you should give us the words of that prayer so we can say it and be saved from hell? Acknowledge Christ, to acknowledge a lie. To acknowledge Christ's substitutionary atonement. So you have to say a prayer to acknowledge a lie. And you don't even give us the prayer. Ray Comfort, I pray for you, sir. And your disciple, Lonezak. Sorry, I can't remember the guy's first name. So anyway, at this Convention of American Atheists in Orlando, Florida, he debated Ron Barrier, the national spokesperson for American Atheists. Comfort later stated that, quote, they laughed at my humor. Oh, great. Good. And although there was unified mockery at some of the things I said, rightly so, if I had been there, you would have seen mockery at another level. Although there was unified mockery at some of the things that I said, I was able to go through the Ten Commandments. Why would you do that? Why would you go through the Ten Commandments? Paul calls it in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 and 9, a dispensation of condemnation and death. You went through a dispensation of condemnation and death? Okay, that's how you want to spend your time in Orlando. I'd rather you go to Disneyland, which sucks, but this sucks worse. Possibly. I was able to go through the Ten Commandments, the fact of Judgment Day. Is everyone going to have a Judgment Day? Anyway, the reality of hell, which one? The reality of hell. That's a useless statement. In fact, it's a damaging statement because it makes everyone think of the traditional hell that people see cartoons of, with the devil and a pitchfork and his pointy beard and his scowl is red. He's red. You know, like, you remember that stuff you used to have to eat as a kid? Was it deviled ham? And the devil on there, that's your devil, Ray Comfort, and Lonezak, that's your devil. That's who you think the devil is, and your hell is just as fictional. Your hell is the devil with hot coals, putting people through the coals, and is this Gehenna? No, it's nothing like the Gehenna Jesus spoke of. Is it Hades? No, Hades is the death state. It's nothing like the Hades Jesus spoke of. Is it Tartarus? No, Tartarus, there's no flames or devils on the premises. There's some spiritual beings who were disobedient in the days of Noah who were disabled in chains of darkness far beneath the earth, but there's no humans there. So what the hell are you talking about? And the cross. What do you know about the cross? Nothing. To you, the cross is a mere opportunity to save yourself by free will. And the necessity of repentance. And no one stopped me. God, that's a shame. If I'd been there, I would have stopped you. I did this all and no one stopped me. Well, what a real accomplishment. The atheist probably realized that the more you talk, the more their ranks would swell. The atheists get more members the more you talk. But no one stopped me. I talked about the Ten Commandments. I talked about Judgment Day. I talked about the reality of hell. I talked about the necessity of repentance. And nobody stopped me. Of course they didn't stop you. You're at an atheist convention in Orlando, Florida. The more you talk, the more people join, more people become atheists. Because you paint a picture of an insane turn-or-burn God, a codependent God who must be loved in return or else he gets very, very upset and tortures people for eternity. And he doesn't give a damn if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your son, or your daughter. It doesn't care. Doesn't care. Then your God claims to be saving people by grace. The only problem there is you have to make this God-awful decision. If you don't, you're going to hell. How is that grace? Grace is a free gift. It's like a sign I saw once. Free gas with every fill-up. Free gas with every fill-up. What? Or buy 10 Big Macs and get a free French fries. Free French fries? How are the French fries free if you have to buy 10 Big Macs? How is the gas free if you have to buy 10 gallons to get free gas? It's false advertising. Everything you people do is false advertising. And you're making me so upset that I'm shredding this track as I'm talking about this Ray Comfort. I'm so impressed that they let me talk at the atheist convention. Of course they let you talk. They're smarter than you. I mean, they are way smarter than you. They've rejected your false god. You worship a false god, probably Baal Peor. You worship a false god. And the atheists know that the more you talk, the more their ranks will swell. So, no big surprise to me. Here's the track. I'll get through some of this. I'll finish it tomorrow. The statistics say that 10 out of 10 people die. But right away, the first sentence is wrong. 10 out of 10 people die. That's a cute way of saying that everybody dies. That's not true. Paul says, we shall not all be put to repose. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Yet we shall all be changed. But these people don't know the scriptures. So, sorry about that. So, yeah, the very first sentence is a lie. It's true. No, it's not true. We all have an appointment with death. Stop saying the same thing three different ways because you're wrong three different ways. A question each of us should ask is, what happens after I die? What happens after I die? This is a stupid question. Because in your mind, one of two things happen. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. But that is not what scripture at all says. What happens when I die? The very question has ignorance prepackaged into it. Because at death, nothing happens. The dead do not know anything. Ecclesiastes 9:5. There's no thoughts. There's no planning. There's no praising of the Lord. There's nothing going on in the tomb. The Apostle Paul, as I speak to you, the Apostle Paul is just as dead as Adolf Hitler. Everyone's waiting for the resurrection. But of course, you guys think that death is another form of life. You don't believe that people die. You believe in the immortality of the soul. What was the first lie of Satan? Oh, to die, you shall be dying. Did God say you shall be dying? The plant, the doubt of the reality of death. And you guys have bought the first lie of Satan. But why not? You've bought every other lie since then. Every other doctrine of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1. Since then, so I shouldn't be surprised you asked the question, what happens after I die? Here's the comforting answer. Nothing. After my dad died, it was very sad. I hated watching him die. I was there when he died. But I remember that fall, the Cleveland Browns had an absolutely horrible season. My dad was a Cleveland Browns fan his whole life. And the weather in Ohio was absolutely horrible. We had one of the worst winters on record. And I thought that at least my dad is missing this. The Browns suck. And the weather is awful. And my dad knows nothing about any of it. And that gave me peace that my dad, it was like he was asleep. And that brought me comfort. What's happening to your dad right now? Of course, my son, Paul, my very own son, thinks that my dad is burning in hell now. My own son thinks that his grandfather is burning in hell. The one who loved him, the one who brought me, wonderful me, into the world, is burning in hell. This is my son who's been tricked by the Christian religion, tricked by every trick in the book, brought him in, and he's trapped, and I've tried everything to get him out, but I can't. It's up to God. I that's more than one and a second admonition, believe me. That's where he is for now, and I pray to God that he comes to the truth before the snatching away happens, because after the snatching away, that's it. There's no more members of the body of Christ, and I raised my kids in the truth. I taught them the evangel. Of course I did. I've known the evangel since 1986, and my first son was born in 86. Good timing, God, and I'm not kidding. Everything God has done with me and everything he's done with you is good timing. And believe it or not, I'm not going to get past this. I'm going to finish this tomorrow. Believe it or not, everything God has done with Ray Comfort, what a misnomer. Ray Comfort, what a misnomer. Turner Burn, boy, that's your name. That's Comfort? That's your gospel, Turner Burn? Well, at least they let me teach the Ten Commandments. At least you let me teach the reality of hell and the necessity of repentance, or else. At least they did that.
Of course they did. They're atheists. And then we have our friend over here, little Andy Lonizek. I've been the owner and track designer for Gospel Track Planet since 2006. I tell three lies right at the beginning of this excellent track called Your Life. It has always been my desire to use the talents the Lord has given me to give honor and glory to Him. Is that what that question mark is about? Honor and glory to Him? A question mark. It is very exciting to be able to do what I love every day and be able to glorify our Savior while I do. Well, you're not glorifying your Savior. You're in love with yourself. You're not in love with the truth. God has not given you the love of the truth. Don't be too hard on yourself. God hasn't given you that yet, but I pray that He will. I pray that today He will. Tomorrow, the rest of your life.